102.9 KPLX, the soul of the Bay, has been the heart and soul in the Bay Area for over 30 years. This is Listen Up Bay Area with your host, Armon.
Good morning and welcome to Listen Up Bay Area. I am your host, Armon, and joining me this morning is Derica Hunt. Now, Derica, I'm looking at your credentials right now, and I have to say, you were doing some big things. So I'm going to let you introduce yourself. How about that? Can you do that? All right, yes. Go ahead. Let them have it.
Hello, my name is Derica Hunt. I'm a fifth-year doctoral candidate at UC Berkeley. I am also the founder of Dreamers for Change Foundation, and I'm excited to be here today.
Those credentials, you can now drop the mic because that's off the chain. So let's talk about Dreamers for Change. So Dreamers for Change, tell us a little bit more about the program.
So Dreamers for Change Foundation is a foundation that I started about 3 years ago officially. Mm-hmm. I'm originally from Miami, Florida, and I started the foundation to support youth from vulnerable populations. So through the foundation, we run three programs.
Okay.
We run the Lemonade Workshop Series for girls of color, and we do workshops on various topics, and we offer free lunch, free food. We help them with getting ready for if they're going to university. Mm-hmm. We do anything they need to help them as a young girl of color. Our program that I came today to talk about is also Passports for Change,
okay,
where we provide youth from vulnerable populations with a passport.
Really?
We take them on an international trip abroad, and then we stay in touch with them for up to a year later to see how the trip impacted them and what they got out
that
of it.
That is absolutely.
And we do not charge them for our program,
that
which is
amazing.
Important.
That is amazing. Because, you know, people of color, we just don't get out. We just don't, you know, and I'm not going to lie to you. I just got my passport last year.
But you got it.
I got it. And I feel good. I feel accomplished.
It's
you know,
beautiful.
That one stamp mm-hmm. to Jamaica made mm-hmm. the difference. And now I'm ready to go everywhere. I got to get my money right there. So I was amazed on how easy it was to obtain a passport. Can you kind of go through that and kind of walk us through that process? Because a lot of people, I think, they just don't know the process. Mm-hmm. So it can be intimidating. Mm-hmm. So walk us through that process right quick.
Okay, yes, I can. Getting a passport can definitely be intimidating. Mm-hmm. And especially if you're someone like me who may come from a low-income family mm-hmm. or a family of color where you didn't grow up seeing people travel, not necessarily because they didn't want to, but okay. maybe because they don't have the resources or they don't know the first steps. So to get a passport, it's as simple as logging on to travel.state.gov. Mm-hmm. And all of the requirements are there.
Right.
It costs up $110 US. And usually there's also a processing fee.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to any local store and take passport photos.
Right.
And then you fill out an application. And you usually need some sort of verification to verify your citizenship status, like a birth certificate.
Birth certificate.
And that's it.
Wow.
With those things, you can get a passport.
Amazing. And when I went, I was amazed on how easy it was. You know, I went to Walgreens, got my little picture, you know, my little pose, you know. But ultimately, it felt liberating. It was liberating. Because when you get your driver's license, that's one thing. But when you get a passport, you become international. And we should all want to be international, you know. So what was the motivation behind starting this program?
The motivation was, like I said, I grew up in a way that my family didn't have the money or time to travel. My mom worked a lot of jobs just to provide for us.
Okay.
And when I went to university, I will never forget my freshman year being in a class and tons of students talking about summer vacation with their families. Mm-hmm. They went to Europe. They went to different parts of the world. And
right.
I remember just sitting there like, well, I'm just going home. Like,
right.
I don't know what that means. And that left a lasting impression on me. And I thought, well, what if I could go somewhere? I don't know what that means, what it will look like, how I will get there, but maybe I can. 2 years later, I decided to study abroad in Japan. I am fluent in Japanese. I'm fluent in many languages. When I studied abroad in Japan, I think my whole life changed. And I realized that the world was open to little Black girls like me.
Wow.
And I could do this. And as I began traveling, I've been to more than 35 countries. I've lost track. I don't keep up anymore.
Wow.
And now I've been thinking about what my responsibility is to other little Black girls and other little girls of color and also youth in general, not just girls. But I started with girls just to start small to see how the program goes. And it's been phenomenal, the response I've gotten.
That is amazing. This is Listen Up Bay Area. I am your host, Armand, and joining me is an amazing woman, Derica Hunt. And Derica, I have to say, Dreamers for Change and what you're doing with the Passports for Change is absolutely amazing. And like I said earlier in the program, we don't get out enough as a culture, you know, and there's really no excuse. It's actually easier to get a passport than it is to get a driver's license, which is crazy. And it still holds weight. Because you can still get in the club with a passport. You can still cash a check with a passport.
Yes, you can.
It holds weight. But those stamps. And you said you've been to over 35 countries. Mm-hmm. And you speak Japanese. Mm-hmm. So you already know what's coming next, right? Go ahead. Bless us with something. Go ahead.
Okay. I'll introduce myself in Japanese.
All right. Go ahead.
Watashi no name wa Derica desu. Nihongo o hanashimasu. Tokyo de nisunde imasu. So I said, my name is Derica. I speak Japanese. I used to live in Tokyo.
Wow. That's amazing. See? Make me proud. You make me proud. Let's talk about, you said something earlier, Dreamers for Change, something in regards to the Lemonade program that you have there. Mm-hmm. Let's discuss that. I think that's a very interesting title, and I would like to know more about that. So tell us about that.
Yes. So Lemonade is our other big foundation program. It started out just for girls of color and Black girls. Mm-hmm. And I started Lemonade because I wanted it to be a program that I wish I had when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And through Lemonade, we work with girls to talk about every topic you could think of.
Wow.
If they want to go to college, or maybe college isn't for them, maybe they want to be an entrepreneur,
right.
If they want to explore the different things in their life that they may be dealing with, they don't have someone to talk to. And through that program, we provide everything free of charge. One of the biggest things for us is we know if we charge for programs, it's going to eliminate a whole demographic of youth who may really need the program. So, and I named it Lemonade because I thought about my own life of turning lemons into lemonade. And so that is kind of, the name is symbolic and representative. And then Beyonce had Lemonade, and a lot of the girls can really identify with Beyonce. So it's kind of just a play on words, but it really is about taking the things life has given you and turning it into something beautiful.
That is excellent. Love it. See? Love it. Giving me chills over here. So to empower young ladies is amazing, but to empower entire culture is a whole nother level. How are you trying to empower our culture? And, you know, I don't necessarily have to, you know, break it down per race, but, you know, what is your target audience? What is your target culture?
So it's interesting because Passports for Change, I do it in two countries. Right now I'm in the U.S. Working with what self-identified Black girls and girls of color who identify as being low income or may not have the resources to travel.
Okay.
And then I also run this program in India. So I also speak another language from India. And I work in India. I just got back like literally a few days ago from India. And we do that program with girls in India who haven't ever been able to leave their local villages.
Mm-hmm.
So we've taken them now on two trips, all within India. But India is a huge country.
Yes.
And next year in 2019, we'll be bringing a group from India to the U.S. for the first time. So my target audience is more about girls who are vulnerable for whatever intersection. That could be race, that could be their class, that could be their gender identity. And a lot of people have said, well, what about boys? Like, we want men and young men. And that's something we're thinking about next year, expanding our program. But originally when it started, I didn't think it would take off like this. It was just one of those things. I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna do this and see what happens. And so many people have been reaching out. I want my daughter to do this. I want to do it. A lot of parents have been saying, I want to go. Can you do something for us? So I do see the program expanding, and I want to be clear that we are very inclusive, and we're more about, if you don't have the resources, if you don't think you can travel, then we want to make sure you know that you can do it, and we will help you do that.
So in regards to the cost, okay, so we got the 110 plus fees for the passport, but there's other costs associated with the travel. I mean, it's, I think one thing that definitely turns us off is the price. And I'm not talking about the passport, I'm talking about for the actual trip. And a lot of families just can't afford it. I mean, do you have any programs that can assist with that?
Yes, we don't charge our youth. We work with them to fundraise. So our model right now has been a model of fundraising, where I work with each of them. We try to get sponsors to sponsor sponsor their trip. I've also started now applying for grants and small grants.
Wow.
So that the youth, the burden doesn't fall on the families, because if the families had to pay, then the people who need it wouldn't be able to go.
Wow.
But I also want to demystify the idea that travel is expensive. It can be if you don't know how to do it right. So I have a ton, there are a ton of Black millennials who travel. I would recommend checking out Nomadness Travel Tribe, Black Girls Travel Too. A friend of mine, Rachel, travels, and they all talk about how to travel on a budget.
Really?
And one thing I do, if you stop drinking coffee for every day of the week, if you're a coffee drinker or if you're a person who eats out for lunch, just calculate how much you can save in a week. Save that up for 6 months, and you'll be amazed at how much you have. And also, there's a website that I use, www.secretflying.com, and they post flight deals. So whenever there's a sale on the flight, I went through their website to Abu Dhabi in the UAE for only $200 round trip from New York. It was cheaper to go to Abu Dhabi than to leave the Bay Area for me to go home to Florida. So there are ways to do it, and to do it on a budget.
That's right.
And that was 200 round trip.
I didn't even know that. Wow.
Yes.
See, that's amazing. That's amazing. So see, KBLX Nation, we have to take advantage. But a lot of times we just don't know.
We don't know.
And if you don't know, you don't know.
You don't know.
So that's why you're here, to make sure we do know. Because you're teaching me something. And I'm grown. This is Armand. We listen to Bay Area and my host, Derica Hunt, who is an amazing individual who is blessing us with the knowledge on not only how to get a passport, but to empower us to become international and get out of our own way. And it's okay to leave your hood every once in a while. It's okay to, and a lot of folks don't even get across the bridge half of the time. I know plenty of people who live in Oakland that don't even come to San Francisco, and vice versa. We just need to get out. We have jewels in our backyard, and we don't even experience that. But internationally, we have jewels, and the jewels look like us.
Yes.
We're everywhere.
Yes, we are.
We are everywhere, and we need to explore. We need to connect, and we need to make sure that we don't pigeonhole ourselves. And it's okay to represent your hood. It's okay to represent where you're from. But we have representation all over the nation, all over the country, all over the world, and we need to explore that. So that what you're doing is amazing. So let's talk about what can KBLX Nation do for Dreamers for Change and for Passports for Change.
Well, I think this is my first time doing the program in the Bay Area. I usually do it in South Florida, where I'm from.
Okay.
So I think just getting more support, if we can get sponsors, if we can get people to come out to our events, to meet our girls, we do a lot of fundraising. And I would love to expand this program to run it throughout the Bay Area.
Okay.
I thought it would just be one time, but I've gotten such a big response that maybe we can do it annually in the Bay, but we need help.
Yes.
Even $5, $10 could go a long way with helping our girls. And also, not even just money. The last emphasis on our program is vision making and creation. So this trip isn't just, oh, we're going to... This year we're going to South Africa, but it isn't just we're going to South Africa to have fun. So the girls actually do a curriculum, and they actually have to create a book. So when they come back, we want to bring South Africa to the Bay, because we know everybody can't go. So they actually will put on an event for the community for free and tell the story of what they experienced and how they can bring this back. And they also come back and do service in their community. If we get out of our own neighborhoods, especially if you live in an impoverished neighborhood, can traveling offer you a new way to imagine the world? How can we change our own communities with what we've seen abroad? And I'm glad you said that, as people of color, as Black people, we are everywhere. Every country I've ever been to, we're everywhere. We're multilingual. We do amazing things. And that's a part of our story as people we don't always get to hear.
That's right.
So when our youth go, they get to see a whole new world that they never even knew could exist.
I have to say, I'm I'm speechless, because I only know two languages, and one of them's not Spanish. So you clowning right now, but it's okay. It's good. I'm always looking to learn. But I have to say, you know, KBLX Nation, you got to help this cause, because what she's doing is amazing. The organization is amazing. Give out the website, please.
Okay, you can visit our website at www.dreamerforchange.org. And we also use PayPal through our foundation. We are a 501c3 nonprofit.
Excellent.
So any donation we get is tax deductible. And our PayPal uses dreamerforchange at gmail.com. So we have Instagram. It's Dreamers for Change on Instagram. I haven't been as active on Facebook, so I'm going to get that going. Playing. We're going to make a Dreamers for Change Foundation Facebook page, so be on the lookout for that, too.
All right, sounds good. Well, I want to thank you, Derica, for joining me and blessing us with all this wonderful international game.
Thank you so much.
Let's listen up, Bay Area. I'm your host, Armand, and Carlos, my wonderful producer, will have this up on the KBLX website on Monday. I want you to have a rest of a good weekend, and you know what? Continue to pass on your passion.
Thank you for tuning in to Listen Up Bay Area with Armand. Make sure to listen next week. We are 102.9 KBLX, the soul of the Bay.